And welcome into the Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. Taking your thoughts as always on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm great as well. Michelle, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great as well. Ooh. Even though this morning was like a I'm going to snooze my alarm 17 times until I can sleep until the last possible second and get up.
There we go.
Those are, yeah.
We have those sometimes.
That's what you normally do.
Well,
not you,
it
like
kind
we
of is.
Humans.
It kind of is though.
Got a lot to get to on the program here today. We'll be joined by Teresa Walker from the Associated Press coming up at 7:30, David Poyle at 8:30, so looking forward to that conversation with him, and a whole lot of NFL news and Titans news to get to as well today. So we'll take your thoughts all show long, 615-737-1025. So, Joey, a lot to get to on the Titans front today, including a tweet from Ian Rappaport yesterday that says the Titans are expected to release Bud Dupree. Now, it was kind of funny and kind of a sign in the of the times that we're in that Ian Rappaport tweets that out, and then Bud Dupree, like 30 minutes later, tweets out that, found that out on Twitter. That was the tweet from Bud Dupree, which generated some reaction on Titans Twitter yesterday. But that's the report from Ian Rappaport that the Titans are planning to move ahead and cut Bud Dupree. Now, there was no specifics about whether that's going to be a pre-June 1st cut or a post-June 1st cut or what all goes into that. But what did you make of what Rappaport put out there yesterday regarding Bud Dupree?
Well, Rappaport's usually right, so I expect it to happen, but Bud Dupree's reaction is weird, and you don't normally see that around here, so that was interesting. Also, you may have noticed that no one else has confirmed this news.
That's
haven't been able to confirm this news. I haven't seen anybody else who covers the Titans confirm this news. The Titans have not put out a release about this news. So now if you read Rappaport's tweet, it is they are expected to release him.
Correct.
So he didn't report that they released him. But it's I would say it's unfortunate for Bud Dupree's standpoint. I think the Titans, I think most teams like to be able to go ahead and inform someone and then let that news leak. And in this case, Rappaport went with they're expected to. So, I guess I would expect – unless there's a change of heart, and he went too far with a little bit of information, or something got mixed up in the messaging. I guess I would expect it to officially happen today, but that was a weird situation that we're not used to seeing when it comes to stuff with the Titans.
For sure, and we've talked a lot about Bud Dupree and the contract situation. It's not if the Titans are moving on from him. Like, it's not a huge surprise to me. I mean, we've talked about that before. Now, we did wonder, he wasn't in the first round of cuts that they made a couple of weeks ago. And we thought, we talked about this. Like, could they be considering keeping him? Because they look around, and I've talked about this. If Rashad Weaver is the other starting outside linebacker, that's concerning to me. And I know Mike Herndon put something out about that yesterday about – the numbers, the pass rushing numbers, not that great from Rashad Weaver. Run defensive numbers, not that great either. And that's something the Titans would have to address at that point. But the actual move of cutting Bud Dupree, if that's what they do, doesn't surprise me. But here we are, Joe. You've got the offensive line needs we've talked about. We'll get to the running back here in just a few minutes about some rumors flying around there, too. You've got the wide receiver needs that you have to address. And if you're adding another outside linebacker to it, that is something either in the draft or in free agency that you're going to have to go address that is just adding to what is already a long list for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you probably, even if you kept him like somewhere, if you could try to draft an edge, but it wouldn't be as urgent. Another interesting thing, just yesterday we were talking about, now remember, this was someone screwing this up. Shocking how that seems to be a common theme. Like, someone actually said, Teron Davenport reporting that Bud Dupree's staying with the Titans. And he didn't report that.
Not what he said. Yes.
But he did say on the TD Power Hour that what he's hearing is that they want to keep him. So, this whole thing is very weird like not cutting him when you know the first round. That information, and TD's not just like talking to a wall here when he gets information like this. And then the weirdness of like no one getting it, this confirmation. And again, I tried to confirm this yesterday. I did not get it confirmed yesterday. So now I didn't get told by anyone that, no, Bud Dupree's going to be on this team next year. But it's weird. I will proceed assuming that this is not Rappaport with Antonio Brown and the Bills a few years ago, which he completely botched. I mean, for the most part, usually he's right.
Yep.
So I think this is where it will go. I thought maybe there might be, the idea of Bud, we want to give you a pay cut, something like that. And I don't know how they'll go. Like if Bud Dupree's on the open market, are people clamoring for Bud Dupree? I mean, he'll get a job somewhere.
He'll get a job, but, it's not going to be for – a lot of money, and people are going to be really concerned about the injuries. Yeah. That's what it'll be.
And at his age and everything, I mean, it's so like if you're him, it's kind of like the same thing with Lawan. You've had injuries, it's not your fault. When you've played with this team, it actually has gone like he fits in well. Like the numbers aren't great, 7 sacks, 17 games in 2 years, but he fits in well with this defense. He fits in well with these other guys on this team, and at times it's looked really good. So you could, if you're him, make the case, this is a place where I could. But if it's going to be a straight-up release, then, it's now you got – I still think it's third on the list of needs. I think it's offensive line, receiver, and then edge, but it's like that's three glaring needs.
Yeah, no question about
it. Just to start with.
Well, and the amount of times that we've talked about Twitter and social media the last 2 days are pretty amazing to me, but – Bud Dupree has deleted the tweet about finding out on Twitter.
Of course.
That the Titans cut him.
So. Doesn't matter.
What does that mean?
The screenshot is always there.
Screenshot's always. Yeah, that's what the. I wish somebody would send like a memo to high profile NFL players. Like, man, once you tweet it, you might as well just leave it.
Exactly.
Like, it's not going anywhere.
Just leave it there. Own it. Leave it there. Yeah. It's not like it's. I mean. I believe him. Like, there's no way he tweeted that if it isn't true.
Well, maybe somebody from the Titans called him and be like, hey, man, not so fast. We hadn't made that decision yet.
Well, maybe. I mean, it's weird.
It's weird.
Today's going to be really interesting. I mean, I'm going to expect at some point somebody confirm this and for, the Titans to put out a release. Like, on all the other ones, if you notice, it was about an hour later. The Titans put out an email. Titans transactions. So... the curious case of Bud Dupree.
Yes, very well done. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Mark from Nashville. Mark, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how y'all doing? Joe, Robbie, Michelle, y'all doing okay?
We're good, Mark.
Good, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hey, don't you think it quietly sounds like the Titans are doing a rebuild? You had some information with Derrick Henry on there, maybe on the trading block, and Bud Dupree being let go of, and got a few problems going on with Simmons. He's kind of cut the Instagram and the Twitter stuff off with the Titans. And, I mean, maybe we're going to hear that Kevin Barrett's next or something or whatnot. But it seems like the Titans are doing a slowly but surely rebuild the way things are going and stuff. Before I get off, though, Joe, I got fishing reels on the bet this week.
Oh boy!
So I'm looking for you to do four in a row on me now. I got to have those fishing reels, Joe. I like the fish. Oh boy!
Four Pete's tough, man.
And I know it's tough, Joe, but you can do it. You got the rivalry going. You got it cooking with Steelman.
Mark, I feel like sometimes Joe's like, got a self-confidence problem, and it boosts him when you call in. Like I feel like he needs this from you on a weekly basis.
Yeah, and I'm willing to do it, Joe. I mean, we're gonna light the dartboard up. We got a picture of Steelman on the board. We got Adam on the board now. I want to get you going, Joe. I'm gonna be your inspiration. I told you, I'm your fan club, Joe. I got you, man.
You are inspiring, but just make it like Fisher Price fishing reels, okay? I just don't want to lose anybody anything. See?
That's a lack of confidence I'm talking about.
Hey, Joe, if you win or lose, I'm on the bad wagon. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to get off. It'll be another time. Don't worry about it. But I got a good feeling you can go for four in a row tomorrow, man. And I'm going to call you tomorrow. I'm going to call back tomorrow and pep you up some more, Joe.
Yes. All right. Please do, you, Mark. Man. Please do, Mark. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, Mark. All right. See y'all, man.
We'll see you. Mark from Nashville, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Oh, I do, too.
I just don't want to lose a fishing rig.
I'm just saying, Mark has got a lot of confidence in you, and it's very much appreciated.
I mean, you know, yesterday, I think it was you on this thread. Were you on this thread when Jared sends out his text?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was.
I mean, capping on, you know, all Caroline has to do is bring in a salary cap question. It's over.
That could be, you know? Could be your
I'm
downfall.
Just saying. Yeah.
Could be your downfall. We'll see what happens on that front. Mark does bring up an interesting point, though, that I saw from a lot of Titans fans yesterday of like, oh, okay, so this is a rebuild. Now, I've looked at the moves that they've made. Like, what move have they made to this point that is really all that unexpected?
Well, I think that question is something we're going to get to on the show, which is the new Derrick Henry. Right?
Right.
Like, if you get to something like that, then I agree.
Agreed.
Yeah, so far, I think basically you're clearing cap space and you're slash, you know, moving on from people that you just don't trust or that you pay too much or can't stay healthy. At this point, the moves don't add up to that, but they could.
They could. Now, look, they cleared a lot of money. And what they do with that money is still up in the air. I have no idea. Like, I think that they're going to spend some money addressing the offensive line. I don't think they have much of a choice there. You know, at wide receiver, what are they going to do? You know, is that going to come mostly in the draft? Is there free agent help? Is there a trade on the horizon? You know, that's questions that are yet to be answered on that front. And you mentioned it. There are Derrick Henry rumors that are swirling out there that we'll get into coming up here in just a little bit here on the show. But it's a very interesting time for Rand Carthon and the Titans and the Bud Dupree part of this. You know, I have Ian Rappaport reporting yesterday that they're expected to release him. And that has not been confirmed by anybody else yet, and he's not been released yet. So we'll see what happens on the Bud Dupree part of this as well. There's also somebody that I've thought about in connection with the Tennessee Titans for a while now that looks like he's going to be available, and I wonder if the Tennessee Titans make a push for him. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio. Brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We've discussed the Titans, apparently, according to Ian Rappaport, planning to release Bud Dupree at some point. That has not happened yet, so we'll wait and see what happens on that front. But Joe, there's a guy that I've had my eye on out there that I thought could be a target for the Titans if he made it to free agency that makes a lot of sense, but also would require, in my opinion, a whole lot of money that you would have to spend in order to make it happen as well. And that's Orlando Brown from the Kansas City Chiefs. And of course, he's starting left tackle for Kansas City. They franchise tagged him a year ago to keep him around. Obviously, it worked out. He stayed healthy, played well. They went on and win the Super Bowl. And now they have apparently made the decision, according to a couple of different reports yesterday, to not franchise tag him again. And that would mean, of course, that he is going to be a free agent. So, I mean, I guess that they could still work out a long-term deal with him, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen at this point. So Orlando Brown could be on the free agent market, and he is obviously a high-level left tackle. Could that be something that the Titans are interested in? We know that they have to upgrade their offensive line. We know that left tackle is a strong position of need for this Tennessee Titans team. Now, a lot of people are linking the number 11 overall pick the Titans have to a left tackle that you could take there as well. So there are different options that you could do this if you're the Titans to address that position. But you do have a proven commodity out there and that could be available in Orlando Brown. How much consideration, if you're Rand Carthon, Mike Vrabel, and the Titans, would you give to bringing him in and paying a big contract for left tackle?
Well, according to Nate Taylor, I work with at The Athletic, he reported the Chiefs don't want to negotiate and do a long-term contract. He wants to be one of the highest-paid left tackles in the league, so apparently, and this is numbers that Nate It's put out there. He wants at least $23 million a season and more than $50 million guaranteed. That's big.
It's a lot of
big
money.
Numbers. Also, by the way, his pressure rate this year was 22nd among the 36 left tackles. In the postseason, he had an 8.3% pressure rate, the worst of any left tackle in the postseason. They've gone up every season. Now, he only gave up 4 sacks, so that's really good. But the underlying numbers say he's not elite. So, huge money, not necessarily elite. Now, would he be better than Dennis Daly? Oh, my gosh. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't know that should be the bar, though.
No, no, exactly. I mean, he's not even 27 yet. So, I mean, at least it's a free agent out there who has, look, he's been a good left tackle. I mean, overall, you watch the Chiefs, he's a good left tackle. I don't think he's elite. I don't think he's elite in terms of what he's looking for. He has been a Pro Bowler for 4 straight years.
Yes.
So you got to, that means something. At least this is a free agent where, I mean, you look at everything else, but not everything, but just about, I know like Jared's talking about Mike McGlinchey as a right tackle.
Yep.
You can't try to get every position solved, right? You have a rookie deal right tackle. You have to stick with that, right?
I would think so. Unless for some reason they're just convinced based on what they saw that he's not going to be any good. But I don't know how you could come to that conclusion. Like, he wasn't – Nicholas Petit-Frere wasn't that bad.
Or you are going to move him to the other side.
Well, could do that.
And then McGlinchey or whoever would come in and be a right tackle. But I don't think you can try to get 2 starting right tackles along with – how many interior people do you need as starters? We don't know yet for sure because Ben Jones hasn't made a decision. But I think it's real possible that he hangs it up. So
yeah,
it's a lot. So, but at least you look at receiver, you look at the rest of the offensive line pool. At least this is a viable discussion. Okay, is this worth a huge, huge investment? Because that's what it would take if the Chiefs can't make this happen. Now, again, they when you don't use the tag, I mean, basically, like, now you gotta figure it out fast, or he's gonna be out there. So we'll see. How serious are the Chiefs about still making this happen and getting a deal? And if they're that serious, why not put the tag on them? You know.
Well, and you basically got a week to figure it out because free agency starts next week. So if you're the Chiefs, it's a high priority right now if you want to get him back. And look, they've got the Frank Clark situation going on with them too, and they've got a lot of things that they've got to figure out because, Joe, as we know, the salary cap sometimes comes into play.
How about that? Yeah, and by the way, some more context on the tag with him. Of course, he was tagged last year. So
yep.
You're talking about if you tag him this year, 120% of last year's number. So tack on 20%. So that's a strain on this particular year. So it doesn't rule out the idea that maybe they can get a deal with him if he's out there. I mean, I think you look into it. Unless the Titans already have like something figured out, in terms of maybe it's okay, we're drafting, that's it. Number 11, we're drafting either Skoronski or Paris Johnson or whatever it is. Then okay.
Yeah.
Then you have 2 starting tackles. But at least this is a viable free agent who you'd have to, I think, look at and really figure out if he fits here and if he's going to be a great player. Because that's what he's going to be paid, or thinks he's going to be paid. And he probably will get paid by someone as a great player.
Exactly, and do you want to make a commitment like that if you're the Titans and bring in somebody from the outside to be your left tackle and pay that much money? Now, I think in a perfect world, let's say the Titans go the most likely route, and that is staying at number 11. Like, in a perfect world, you find a left tackle there, and that's your left tackle for the next, 8-10 years. Like, that would be the ideal way to go. Is that whether it's Paris Johnson Jr. or whoever ends up over there at 11, that you feel good about that left tackle spot, and that's the way you go, and you've got your left tackle that way. It's obviously way cheaper than going out and signing a left tackle as a free agent, and you've got more flexibility to use in other spots. Problem with that is, like we've talked about, wide receiver free agency group's not very good. What about the pass rush? Like, how are you going to address that? Like, they've just got so many needs. Like, they're going to have to address something in free agency, multiple positions in free agency, if they go the route of trying to be competitive. So how are you going to allocate that money, I guess is the right way to put it. How are you allocating the money that you've freed up to go spend in free agency and try to upgrade your team? Because at some point, you're going to have to, whether it's on the interior of the offensive line, whether it is at left tackle, whether it's making a trade for a wide receiver, you're going to have to spend some money because you're not going to be able to address everything in the draft.
No doubt. And it could be at edge. I mean, I think at edge there's a lot of, Frank Clark's out there now. He's about to turn 30. Robert Quinn's out there. Brandon, you got some older guys out there. Ngakoue's out there. Hey, Jadeveon Clowney's out there. But in all seriousness,
bring him back.
I mean, you do have some. No, they're not all old. There's some interesting, not all super old players out there that like mid level kind of. I mean, I don't know. Like you got Carlos Dunlap is old. Marcus Davenport is out there. Dante Fowler Jr. is out there. Tyquan Lewis is out there. You know, some decent players that you can. And by the way, I mean, I think the Titans should re-sign DeMarcus Walker. He's an unrestricted free agent, but I think he should be part of the plan.
I agree.
If they can bring him back, Shaq Lawson's out there. I guess you could make the case to bring Mario Edwards back too. But like, there are a ton of edge players out there that I think in free agency, at least we probably see a smaller move. Assuming the Dupree thing happens, as Rappaport reported. So that might be that pool of players, to me, looks a little bit more promising, certainly than receiver. Offensive line doesn't look great either, but I have to say, like, there's some interior offensive linemen who, like, might help you. I mean, look, the way they blocked last year, I mean, there's a lot of ways you could just auto-upgrade by
for sure.
Bringing in somebody. Anyone.
For sure. Well, and what you don't want to do, though, is you don't want to overpay for somebody. Like, you don't want to spend untold amounts of money on a guard that's not really all that much better than what you've had before. Now you're stuck overpaying a guard. Or let's say, I mean, look, I like Orlando Brown Jr. I think he's good. You know, asking for $23 million a year that's a lot of money for him. Like, I don't know that he's going to get that, first off. Secondly, like, I don't know that I'd be all that interested in that if I was the Titans.
I don't know that I would be either. I mean, there are, you know, there's some, you got, Bradbury's out there on the interior offensive line. Matt Pryor's out there.
Yeah.
Roger Saffold is out there. Huh? Bring Saffold back.
Yeah.
I think probably that'd be my guess, is that you're going to see some moves on both lines. Well, up front and then edge. I think you're going to see now how big of a move. I don't know. You know, Orlando Brown would be a huge move.
Huge one.
But, you know, I think you'll see some signings there. How much help will they provide? Again, Ben Jones is such a big part of this, too. Just, you know. He ties it together and helps you a lot if he comes back. But, I mean, I totally get him not coming back.
Coming up next, we'll get into some rumors that were circulating around the league yesterday. Could the Titans actually be shopping Derrick Henry in the trade market? We'll get into that. Take your thoughts. 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. So, Joe, there was a report yesterday that came out from Mike Silver, who does some things for Bally Sports. He's at the San Francisco Chronicle as well, a columnist, and has covered the NFL for a little while here, put out a report among many things that were discussed. Jalen Ramsey came up, DeAndre Hopkins came up, and Derrick Henry's name came up in this report by Mike Silver. According to him, sources that he has talked to told him that Henry, Jalen Ramsey, and DeAndre Hopkins are among the players who have been shopped around the league in recent days. So obviously, the folks of Titans Twitter called a hold of that, and that was a big talking point yesterday when it comes to what exactly is going on with the Titans, what does the future look like, and could Rand Carthon seriously be looking to move Derrick Henry, who is, depending on who you ask, one of the top one, two, or three greatest players in the history of the Tennessee Titans franchise to this point. So what do you make of that report out there from Mike Silver that, according to his sources, and he did include in this, all of them apparently current NFL general managers, that the Titans have been shopping Derrick Henry around over the past few days?
They've shopped Derrick Henry around before.
They have.
Yeah, it's. I think it's not that surprising. I think a lot of what we're seeing right now is, it sounds like Rand Carthon is basically burning up the phones and just finding out, what about this? What do you think about this? Just trying to find out the parameters of where certain things stand. I don't read, and Michael Silver is, like you said, I mean, he's been covering this league for a long time.
Yep.
So, and obviously, you know, he's a connection in San Francisco as well. So I don't find this all that surprising. I also wouldn't look at this right now as confirmation that it's imminent or it's definitely going to happen. I mean, I think it makes sense. Just like the report of the Titans inquiring about what it would take to move up. I mean, it would be utter neglect of your job to not call Ryan Poles and find out what the deal is. What are you thinking? What would it take?
Right.
So all of this is just, to me, all of this is typical GM maneuvering to try to figure out the situation. Now, there's some people on the text line. And, you know, interesting point on the text line. Kind of goes along with this idea. If this does speak to an overall philosophical move toward a rebuild, the question of, and you know, it is interesting because I did notice and now the question was asked, so let's make sure of that. It's not like people are coming out and just saying this unprompted. And by the way, now I can't find the text. But anyway, the text was basically, isn't it interesting how much they're talking up like Malik Willis and his improvement and everything? Like, are they getting everybody ready for Malik Willis, QB1? And it's like, well, I mean, if they're, again, let's go all the way back to what we talked about quite a while ago, the Fank.
Yes.
It's a heck of a Fank, you know.
It is.
I mean, it would work for you. Or he would take this huge leap and it's like, "Oh, actually you did find your quarterback way back when." I mean, I'm more on the side of, I think most people who watched it last year, it is a long way away. It's hard to envision it, but it's an interesting thought. And think about Vrabel's answer on the Tannehill, whether it's Tannehill, Ryan, or Malik, or Josh, you know, whoever may be the quarterback. And
yep.
Again, that answer was sort of like one of those, I'm not going to answer anything specifically. Let me just throw out names of players we have on our team.
Correct.
But, look, obviously if you move Henry, you know, here's another thing on that, actually. I was going to say, obviously if you move Henry, you know, you're rebuilding. Probably. But you know what? You still could move Henry. I don't know what you're going to get. There's some text line people who seem to think that you're going to get a ton. No, you're not going to get a ton. But you could still, you could move Henry, keep Tannehill, and try to fix other things, and you know, then you open up some more space and go draft a running back and go with, you know, Hilliard, Haskins, and drafted running back. Maybe. And still not necessarily be in a rebuild. I would not advise that route. I don't think that's a good way to go. I'd keep my best offensive player. But I'm just saying it doesn't automatically signal rebuild. Tannehill signals rebuild.
Right, just by the nature of the position, right? I mean,
yes.
It's quarterback. So, I mean, I agree with that. I think, to your point, there is a, from some, I think maybe a way overvaluing of what they could get back in return for Derrick Henry. Like, I've seen people talking yesterday about, well, could they package Derrick Henry to go up and move up and get a quarterback? Like, I don't think so. Like, if you traded Derrick Henry straight up, what would you get back in return for him right now?
I'm going to guess.
Fourth rounder?
Yeah, I'd guess a fourth round pick. Maybe you could get a third from someone who – really is enamored. And if multiple people are interested, maybe you could juice it up to a third. I'd be shocked if you could get more than that at this point. So, I mean, look, a lot of offenses, first of all, in this league, as great as he is, don't look at him and say, oh, yeah, we want him to have the ball 350 times.
Right.
You got to remember that. It works great in this offense, but most offenses want Kamara, McCaffrey, et cetera, et cetera.
I have seen a lot of people trying to make a connection to the Eagles, like Derrick Henry traded to the Eagles, and then it could be Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown reunited with Jalen Hurts back there. That'd be something.
That would be something.
I mean, I would enjoy watching that offense. I can tell you that.
I would, too. I would enjoy watching it, and, man, would they be tough to tackle. Yeah, like Ben says, you know, possible to combine Henry with picks to go up and get that QB, and I said, I don't think Henry's going to make a big difference. He said, no, but the Bears have the most cap room, and it's sexy for them. We'd have to include picks also. Yeah, I'm not saying the Bears wouldn't want Derrick Henry to run the football for him, but I just – to again, with the Bears, you asking them to go that low in the draft, you have to give them – and Simmons is the only guy on this roster.
Yeah, like I'll put it to you this way. I am totally here for the argument of, like, who is the Titans' best player. Like, is Derrick Henry the Titans' best player? Could be. Very well might be. Is Jeffrey Simmons the Titans' best player? I mean, you could make an argument for that, too.
It's probably one of those two.
I can tell you that the difference in trade value around the league between Jeffrey Simmons and Derrick Henry is pretty large.
It's a chasm. It's the Grand Canyon of differences.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, some of that's age, but some of that's also
It's age position. And position. Yes.
So, I don't think that moving Derrick Henry and packaging him to try and move up to get the number one pick. I mean, look, you could do it. You're still going to have to give up a lot. Like this idea that, oh, if we put Derrick Henry in there, you'd only have to give up like this year's first and next year's second, and then there's Derrick Henry. Like that's not doing anything to move up and get a quarterback.
No. Taylor G says Henry and Tannehill for Fields and the first pick. I'm assuming you mean Henry, Tannehill, and the Titans' first pick for Justin Fields, then draft. Well, okay. I don't, Taylor. I think maybe, I don't know. I don't totally understand your text, but I think
6 a.m. hours still.
I think that you are in a dreamland at this point.
Uncle Fingus on the text line says, "What the heck is Carthon doing? If he trades Simmons and Henry, that only makes sense if we're trying to tank. We can't tank with Tannehill because he's aggressively average. What's his strategy here?" This is from Uncle Fingus on the text line.
I don't know, Uncle Fingus. This is just they're shopping this. Here's this guy. What do you think of this guy? That's all it is. If you have one conversation with one GM who talks to a reporter and just say, hey, what would you think about Derrick Henry? Yeah, what would you give me?
Right.
That could be purely a philosophical conversation. You know, like a hypothetical conversation. What would Derrick Henry fetch? Like, you can't take this as we're not going to see in real time the exact strategy until actual moves are made. None of this to me is surprising or out of the ordinary or weirdly. I would agree with you, Fingus. If they're going to trade Simmons and Henry and keep Tannehill, that makes zero sense. I don't think that's going to happen. First of all, again, trading Simmons is – I put out that scenario, which I'll gladly talk about today because it pisses people off. I'll gladly talk about it every day if you'd like me to. But I don't think that's some active – Yeah, you know, oh, we got to trade Jeff Simmons. No, I think you need to sign
Jeff Simmons. I
think
they're concerned about getting a contract for Jeff Simmons right now.
Yeah. Now, Henry, Tannehill, yeah, I agree. Like, what you just threw out there, Fingus, that's not how it's going to go. I can tell you that. If the Titans are going to tank or whatever, rebuild, then I don't think Ryan Tannehill will be here.
I got a texture that says, there aren't any teams that will base their offense off of Henry. He's a very unique back that doesn't make him valuable. This is from a texter on the text line. I mean, the other part of this is his age, right? Like, he's approaching 30. So there's that part of it that factors in, too. And to your point, like, I don't necessarily freak out that much when I hear that so-and-so is being shopped. Like, I think your job as a general manager is to know what the value is for your players, right? I mean, I think you should always have some level of baseline of what the value is for each one of your players. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you're aggressively looking to trade them, but I think it's a good thing to have that value. Now, look. I have no idea what Rand Carthon's thinking. Maybe he is thinking, you know what? It's just time. Let's pull the trigger. Let's move on from Derrick Henry and let's see what we can get for him. I don't know. I don't know what his thought process is here, but I know that maybe too often when you hear so-and-so is being shopped, it's just a foregone conclusion that they're going to get traded, and I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think it's your job as a general manager to know what the value is for all your players. And if something comes up that you can't turn down, you do it. But otherwise, at least you have an idea of what Derrick Henry or whoever is worth.
Yeah, exactly. This is what he should be doing. Yeah. Did you see, someone asked about the Warren? Did you see the Warren Sharp tweet?
I did.
Is Warren Sharp stupid? I don't know.
The tweet, and I'll pull it up here. But
I don't know Warren Sharp.
It says 2022's number one top cap hit in the NFL at $38.6 million. The player Ryan Tannehill. 2023's number five top cap hit in the NFL at $38.6 million. The player Ryan Tannehill. Titans traded away A.J. Brown last year and are now shopping Derrick Henry to afford Tannehill's top five cap hits the last 2 years. That's what Warren Sharp put out there yesterday.
So luckily we have to go to break, so I will do this really quickly. Here's a great example, if he's serious, of actually like where Jared's right. First of all, they trade A.J. Brown last year to afford Tannehill's cap hit. It has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. The cap is real. The cap is a consideration. You have to make it work. But last year, they had come off the number one seed. They traded A.J. Brown because they freaked out. John Robinson freaked out and because things were going so poorly. Yeah. And it was like either we recoup this or we could have all kinds of trouble in the coming months. It was a terrible decision. It had nothing to do with this cap hit.
A.J.,
you can make cap hits work.
Hey, man, we can only offer you $2 million a year, man.
Did you see Ryan's
cap hit?
It's
just unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like that tweet by Warren Sharp is like, do you think you're covering the NHL now?
It was awesome stuff. A lot of reaction to that one yesterday, too, from Warren Sharp.
I feel like, because I follow him, and I feel like he has a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And then I saw that. I'm like, is this like, are you being the Onion for a day?
We all have our bad takes every now and then, I guess.
But, I mean, he's put so much into this take. He had, like, a line, little spaces between him and a nice little picture of Tannehill. Like, yeah. Dude, that was a big waste of your time. Like, that's one of those things where it's like, if I'm a Titans fan looking at that, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to listen to this guy anymore. He has no clue about this team.
615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll continue to take your reaction. What are your thoughts of reports that the Titans are shopping Derrick Henry around? Do you think they should trade him? What do you think should happen with Derrick Henry and the future of his time with the Tennessee Titans? 615-737-1025. We'll continue that discussion coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Nashville's best deal this week is from Seafood Sensation, often imitated but never duplicated. It's Nashville's original seafood restaurant. While supplies last, grab half off a $25 gift card to the Seafood Sensation located at 2209 Murfreesboro Pike in Antioch and enjoy some of your favorite seafood dishes like their crab legs platter, grilled salmon, and more. You can check it out at thegamenashville.com/deals. This gift card only good for their Antioch location, so make sure you keep that in mind. Talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Discussing a report yesterday that was circulating around the league that the Tennessee Titans could be shopping Derrick Henry. That report coming from Mike Silver yesterday as well. So taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. I mean, it would be, first off, you're talking about, obviously, a new general manager coming in and Rand Carthon. And we talked about the comments he made in his introductory press conference as it relates to Derrick Henry. I think he couldn't wait to size him up, look at him, see all those things, and work with Derrick Henry. And the conversation after his introductory press conference was, man, sound like Rand Carthon was pretty excited to work with Derrick Henry. Didn't say a whole lot about Ryan Tannehill. So what does that mean as they move forward here? You know, if the Titans went through with this and they made a trade with Derrick Henry, that would be a very bold move for the general manager stepping into the new job to make, to trade one of the most beloved players in the history of the franchise.
Just want to see how big he is, see what kind of danger I might be in after I trade him.
Yes. But how much will it hurt after I decide to trade him and he decides
to? How far away from him do I need to be?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, all of it. His presser, everything said in Indy, just big grain of salt with all of it. Like, none of it means absolutely, oh, that's what's going to happen now. I mean, they know. that, first of all, that we're all going to do that, right? And they know that you can't paint yourself into a corner, and they haven't. So you have to assess the situation. And we always knew this offseason was going to be a real – it is a real fork in the road decision to try to figure out if you are capable of actually getting in there again in this AFC, in this loaded AFC, or if it's time to really try to reset things. And I, at this point, that's what's kind of fun about this. I still don't know for sure which way they're going.
Yeah, I totally agree. Got a texter that says this is from highly concerned Titans fan on the text line. Says the other 31 teams and all other fans are looking and wondering what Tennessee is doing. It seems like they do and have done the complete opposite of what common sense tells them to do. This is from highly concerned Titans fan.
What do you mean? Such as what? What have they done right now that is the complete opposite of common sense?
Yeah, keep in mind, they have not traded Derrick Henry yet.
I mean, did we miss something?
And there's no report that they plan on it.
Where's the breaking?
They're talking.
Well, look, I understand when you see reports like that coming out that there's a freak out that takes place. I get it. I do. I also would always encourage people to remember like where we are on the calendar. Like everybody talking about, well, the Titans look like they're in rebuild. Well, okay, maybe. But where they are on the calendar, they haven't had a chance to do anything yet. Like free agency hasn't started. The draft is not here. So the plan of what they're going to do this offseason has still not reached the phase where they can actually act on decisions that they want to make in terms of adding to their roster. They can remove from their roster. That's the only thing they can do right now is remove from the roster. And that's what they've done. They've, you know, Taylor Wan's gone. We'll see about Bud Dupree. Looks like he's probably going to be gone according to the NRAP report. But you've not yet reached free agency and you've not yet reached the draft. And that's where the transformation of this team is going to take place this offseason. So I would not, like, I'm not committed like some Titans fans I saw yesterday are to this idea that they're just completely going to tear things down and rebuild. I don't think we have any idea yet.
No, we don't know. Now, here's an unnamed texter. I totally agree with this. I'd like to point out someone I totally agree with and someone I totally disagree with.
Okay.
Regarding Henry, given his age, we overutilized him the past season. He's more valuable to retain on our roster than any other team. Really, I agree with that. Also, I like that you started with regarding Henry. Very well done. Jared from Spring Hill says, if we trade Henry, got to take Bijan or Gibbs in the first or second. Can't watch an offense that run heavy with no excitement in the backfield. Okay. First of all, if you trade Henry and then draft a running back in the first round, you're fired. Okay? I mean, like, fire everybody. Okay? Amy, fire the whole building.
I agree.
Like, it's a run-heavy offense because Derrick Henry's been on your team. If you trade Derrick Henry, to me, you're changing your offense, and you're going to draft one of those guys in the first round, a running back in the first round with that offensive line? What are you doing? And, look, I like both those backs a lot, by the way, but no. I mean, and of course he goes on. I know y'all are against taking backs earlier, but the Titans are one of the few teams who are this run dominant. They're this run dominant because of Derrick Henry. Like, I think as much, 10 years down the road, Mike Vrabel will have been a coach. Well, he may be at Ohio State way before this, but
winning his fourth national title.
Yeah, that's right. He may be out there just taking that visor off Kirby's head and stomping it all over midfield. But if he's in the NFL. You know, we're probably going to see different kinds of offenses under Mike Vrabel.
Situational, people.
Mike Vrabel. Yeah, the coach, Mike Vrabel as a head coach, was choosing Deion Lewis over Derrick Henry, okay, in his first year as a head coach. And then Derrick Henry went third on the depth chart because of how Derrick Henry was playing, which Derrick Henry has admitted he was playing terribly.
Yep.
Derrick Henry transformed into this great player, so you build things around it, but, like, they've also had a really balanced, explosive offense under Mike Vrabel as coach. This idea that Vrabel, I don't care, I'm going to the brick wall every time. That's not necessarily what's going to happen with this team moving forward.
Can you imagine if they traded Derrick Henry and then they drafted Bijan Robinson at 11 overall? It'd be amazing. Oh, so they just got a running back. Oh, cool. Great.
How's that offensive line looking? How are those receivers looking? Nice.
Oh, I would love real-time draft reaction from all of us.
Yeah.
If that happened.
Well, and there's a high bar there. Jared with the Caleb Farley pick. And
yeah, I still haven't heard that. I need to find that.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, find it. It's Mark Howard's laughing. Fantastic.
It's
yes.
Amazing. Adams on the text line says, come on, folks. Trading Derek will be a huge savings as Tannehill will volunteer to cut his salary 75% to be the third string quarterback. He knows with no Derek, no left tackle, no Ben Jones, he'll get murdered out there. Simple common sense to let Willis take all that pain. Ryan Tannehill says, you know what? Just cut that salary, man. I don't want to get out there. Put Malik out there.
I think that is a great plan.
My body hurts from last year. Still haven't recovered yet. Malik, take snaps, man.
Malik, as I mentor you, let me say, please take my job. Okay? You're now the mentor. I'm the protege. Ron says trading Henry for a measly third-round pick would be a waste of a trade. If you're going to trade Henry, better add another player or two. Again, you're just not getting a ton for Derrick Henry.
Look, Derrick Henry is, you can make an argument, the best player in the history of the Titans. I'm here for that argument, and I think there's a good chance that he probably is the best player in the history of the Tennessee Titans. But you're just – the value's not going to be there. Like, you're not going to get more than a third-round pick back from Derrick Henry. I would be floored. I mean, there's always – I guess there's always the chance that somebody could do something dumb, and maybe that happens. But, like, I would be absolutely stunned if you got back anything higher than a third-round pick.
Yeah, and this is why, to the unnamed texter's point, I agree. To me, it's like you find out, and this is why I don't think they will trade him. You find out, you see what you might be able to get, and the only way they trade him to me is if it's like, you know what, let's make it clear, you know, like it's a rebuilt team, and honestly, I think some of it is like, you know what, we may have to have a year of pain.
Yeah.
And so Derrick Henry makes us too good, so move him. I mean, other than that, his value, to me, it's not higher anywhere else but right here. What he's been doing, do it again, generally do it again next year.
We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. We'll get into the Derrick Henry discussion throughout the show here today on Robbie and Rex Road. Coming up next, there was also another move made yesterday in the NFL at the quarterback position that I think – maybe indirectly, and maybe eventually directly, could affect the Tennessee Titans. We'll get into that coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.